Hey guys, it's me, Real Slim Katie 25, and this is going to be the first installment of a little series we're going to try out called Let's Talk Trailers, where I give you my judging a book by its coverification, snap judgment of a movie trailer that you may or may not have seen. I don't know, like, am I crazy? I feel like growing up, maybe it's because I hate saying, like, I'm a movie buff. Like, I hate saying that. But I am, like, I know, like, logically I am. Like, all my free time, I'm seeing movies, I'm watching TV shows, it's constant. But were other people also raised to, like, get excited about trailers and watching trailers, making sure you're there at the movie early to, like, watch the trailers, talking about them, breaking them down? Maybe that's just a thing that me and my dad did. But anyways, as an, you know, a tribute to that, I guess, I still very much have all of these symptoms nowadays. But I want to, anyways, blah, 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 blah. I talk, I digress. I want to talk to you about the trailer for Humane. I had no idea this was coming out. I literally talked about this in my one shot last week about sometimes I get really excited about movies I've literally never heard of before. This movie comes out today. Literally came out today. It has Peter Gallagher in it, the girl who plays Stevie in Schitt's Creek. And the premise of the movie is they're trying to, like, the world is becoming uninhabitable and they have to kill off 20% of the human population. Anyways, the premise is two people volunteer and the rest of the people in this house are like, oh shit. And then the one person disappears, but they still have to take their bodies. So it kind of gives me vibes of if you like The Purge, if you like Deadly Detention, a movie I watched with my buddy Andrew Miller. It's a Shudder IFC movie. It looks like it in the trailer. I don't really have any words past that, but it looks like a low-budget horror movie that is... The premise seems more interesting than the actual movie. Based on this trailer, I'd probably watch it, but I don't think it will be good. So I guess those are my two snap judgments. Will I watch it? Yes. Will it be good? No. And again, love to eat my words. I love seeing good movies. But anyways, let's keep it fast and rolling. Next trailer I watched was for The Young Woman and the Sea, which is a Netflix original with Daisy Ridley about a woman who's trying to swim across the English Channel back in ye olden days of the 20th century. This comes out on May 31st. And the vibes this kind of gives me, the funny thing is I wrote down that this kind of reminds me of people who like The Impossible or people who like Soul Surfer would like this movie. And then I realized those are both water movies. And I don't want people to think that I chose those because they're both movies with water. It kind of has the, like, she can do it kind of vibes. Historical fiction, historical drama. If you liked American Girl doll movies growing up, maybe you'd like this. It looks like the kind of movie that my stepdad and my mom would put on and I would fall asleep. But afterwards, I would pretend to be awake because it's an inspiring story. Based on the movie trailer, I would not watch it. I would not watch it, but I think it will be good. And good by the standards of I think a lot of people will like it. I don't think I would like it. That is why I will not watch it. It seems too slow and it looks like it's shot. I don't know. It's like a movie that feels very gray beige to me. But I don't know. Anyways, it seems interesting. So anyways, those are my snap judgments. Also, I forgot to shout out that Humane... Oh, wait, no, I said it came out this weekend. My head is scrambled. This is so fast. We're trying to, though. Fast form. We're doing it. Okay. Next snap judgment, okay? I really want to talk about this movie, trailer for Harold in the Purple Crayon. Have you seen this trailer? It looks like dog water! It looks bad! it looks so bad. if you know me, you know I've been plagued, and I will like die on my deathbed. You know that they always say that like your life will replay the last, like with the last 7 minutes of your brain after you die will replay the highlights of your life. The Lyle Crocodile trailer is so stained into my brain. I know it's gonna be there. And this movie gives me those vibes, and that is bad. We don't like Lyle Crocodile. If you like Zachary Levi, then you'd probably like this movie. If you're a big fan of Shazam, it looks like what I'd call a bath movie, but a bad bath movie. I was talking with Andrew about it, and it's like, it looks like there's some cool moments of CG potentially, but like the fact that Harold and the Purple Crayon is a baby and now it's Zachary Levi, it's like, it's so... I don't care about this story. I'm sure there's people out there who are like, this is my childhood. Like, I can't, blah, 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 blah. I just think it's disturbing. And I don't really like Zachary Levi. Sorry. The whole, like, I'm an asshole thing. It's not charming. You just, like, have a punchable face. That's coming out in August. Date is not set yet. Based on the Snap Judgment, I would probably not watch... I will definitely not watch this movie sober. I will probably not watch this movie, and I think it will be fucking horrible. I think it will be the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. So that's my Snap Judgment. Moving on. Trap. This trailer just came out fresh out of the oven. The new M. Night Shyamalan movie. The premise is that there's some people trapped at a concert. And I'm going to let you watch this trailer, okay? But the premise is there's people trapped at a concert. The police are using this setup to trap a murderer. Which, first of all, fucking stupid. You think there's a murderer in a building and you're gonna trap a bunch of innocent people in it? So anyways, if you want, skip ahead like 40 seconds if you don't want to hear me talk about what the thing is in the trailer. They drop this like plot twist in the trailer that the murderer, like the main character, looks down at his phone and there's somebody kidnapped in his home security footage. So the trailer wants to believe that he is the killer, or he has reason to believe that he is suspected by the police. And that pissed me off. I know, and then everybody in the comments is like, M. Night has so much more in this movie. Like, obviously, he's not going to give everything away in the first trailer. I'm sure of that. I'm sure there's going to be more to the movie than just those two things. But it still pisses me off. I like trailers where it's just vibes only. And this already tells me a lot. Because if you're watching in the theaters, that's going to be a plot twist to somebody. And I understand that that's part of their card trick. I just don't like that they revealed it. This trailer pissed me off royally. Based on this, I will watch this movie, and I don't think it'll be that good. I think a lot of people will like it, though. It's like if you were a fan of The Phone Booth, I think I said. What else did I write down? Or not Now You See Me, but what's the movie that's like Now You See Me that I fucking hate that everybody loves? I don't know. Somebody will drop it in the comments below, but it's about spies. English spies? I don't know. If you like that movie, you might like this movie. I have no reason, just based on vibes. Just based on vibes. Anyways, that's my Snap Judgment. Moving on. Turtles All the Way Down. Also, Trap is coming out August 9th. Turtles All the Way Down is the next trailer I watched. This one came out very recently. May 2nd is when this is dropping, so next week. Based on the John Green book of the same name, I'm pretty sure he produced a hand in this. This feels like a Netflix story. It's like a girl who has like anxiety or OCD or something. It's unclear in the trailer. And she's a germaphobe. And she's trying to date for the first time. So it feels like a Netflix story shot by Max. Or shot by Amazon Prime trying to look like Max. Does this make sense? Are we following? Good. The mom from Never Have I Ever was in it. And for that reason, I might check it out. I don't know why. I like her. She is trustworthy. This gives me vibes of if you like 6 feet apart, if you like the half of it, if you generally like these like streaming rom-coms, you might like this. I don't think I'm going to watch it. And I think it'll be fine for the target audience, which is not me. So enjoy if that's your thing. It's not mine. Anyways, next up, we're going to Blink Twice, which is coming out on August 23rd. It's a new thriller with Channing Tatum and Aaliyah Shawkat from Arrested Development. This looks enticing. The premise is Channing Tatum is this like superstar for whatever, I'm not even sure, and he invites these like random groupies to come party on his private island, and it's blah and it's blah. And I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago. In fact, I'm lying, I know I did. It's a premise of something's wrong with this place and I don't know what it is. So that's super exciting to me. If you like Saltburn, if you liked White Lotus, it kind of feels like it has some elements of Get Out, Midsommar. If you like that kind of thing, this movie's going to be right up your alley. Yes, I will see this movie, and I honestly think it'll be enjoyable. Do I think it'll be a masterpiece? No, no. But I think it'll be very enjoyable. Who knows? Maybe it's going to be really good. I'm excited about this one. Like, I'll see this in theaters. Willingly. Excitedly. Final movie. My God, do we have a winner? This trailer came out, I think, like, over a month ago. So I'm late to talk about it. But my God, if I have not gotten another top five movies I'm most excited for this year, this is The Wild Robot coming out September 27th. This is so, man, award season is going to eat the shit out of this movie. They're going to love it, okay? Same animation style as Puss in Boots and the Last Wish, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. If you don't know that about me. And it kind of has the same vibes as WALL-E. I think maybe it's just because it's a robot, or like Iron Giant. Hero's Journey. This trailer has literally like no words. So the trailer is just all these action shots of this like little lost robot running through the forest. And my God, it's so endearing. Lupita Nyong'o, Pedro Pascal, Catherine O'Hara, Stephanie Sue, Mark Hamill. When I look and I see Mark Hamill's voice acting in a movie, we know it's going to be fire. We know. I'm so excited. I know this movie is going to make me sob. It's going to make me sob. I know it. I know it. And I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. Yes, I will see this movie. And it's going to be fantastic. I can just tell. Anyways, let me know if you like this series. Let me know if you like the pace of this. Maybe this was chaotic. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. let me know. Maybe this shouldn't be called Let's Talk Trailers. Maybe it should be called Snap Judgments. But I feel like that's been used before. Anyways, let me know if you like the series, this vibe. I'd love to talk about more trailers. Bye-bye.